you are meaningless! Spend most of your life ruled by another! Watch your race dwindle to a handful! And then, tell me what has more meaning than your own strength! I have in me the blood of a Saiyan prince. He is nothing but a joke! Yet I've had to watch him surpass me in strength, my destiny, thrown to the wayside! He's even saved my life as if I were a helpless child! He has stolen my honor! And his debts must be paid!
That's gonna be me and Johnny when he starts like going to tournaments and shit, for Muay Thai. That's gonna be me and him, like. I'll just be like, I was better than him, but now he's doing tournaments.
You and Johnny are going to be like Goten and Trunks when they were like two people.
But the fat one?
No, like when they were like hiding. Fused. Remember when they couldn't join the tournament because they were too young? So they pretend, oh. Yeah, that's going to be you guys. And then you guys are going to be by a girl.
No, that was a loophole. The bitch found us out, all right? What can we do about that?
That's what you guys are going to do. That's what you... Those two things are going to happen.
Well, I mean, you can't win against a girl. Then you got fucking everyone on your ass like, oh, they beat the fuck out of a woman. Of course you're going to win. So it's like...
Dude, she's an android. She's a fucking android. All right? Fag.
Shut up, Yajirobe. Go fuck your white cat.
I'll take that. I make sensu beans for you guys. How dare you disrespect me?
No, you don't. Your woman does. Or your man does, actually.
I must have missed something, or this must have been like first Dragon Ball, huh? Because they're always just there.
Yajirobe and Korin.
Yeah, and Korin, yeah.
Yeah. Yajirobe, yeah, they're both first introduced in Dragon Ball. I forgot how Yajirobe was introduced, but Korin, you know, he was always like the sage of the highest tower on the planet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like he was supposed to like give the water of immortality. That was the whole reason supposedly what's the name? Master Roshi's immortal, technically, I think. But no, he drank the water of longevity, which is bullshit. It was just like the way to train like highly advanced warriors, like of planet Earth, who like were able to surpass that next stage into supernatural, you know, abilities and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun, you know, Dragon Ball time. Of course, now they're fucking all they are just fucking walking medical doctors now, just fucking giving some magic beans.
This is what I like about Dragon Ball. What's if up? You stick around too long, you become retarded.
Yeah, literally. You know who launches?
No.
Exactly.
She's the two-personality person.
Yeah, right? Every time she sneezes, yeah. She changes to the other girl.
Yeah, she's gone. But, like, I'm talking about, like, now. Mm-hmm. Like, Tien. Tien's retarded.
Yep.
Yamcha's retarded.
Yamcha. The only one to keep up was Krillin. Just because he's a fan favorite. That's it.
But even then, he's still retarded.
He very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is stupid when Goku turns Super Saiyan Blue and punches him in the face. It's like, I did it. I took a punch. I'm like, good for you. You're still irrelevant, but somehow you're still like really important to the fucking series.
Well, there was a part in Super, right, where Goku wanted to train, and everybody was busy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just this episode where, like, before the Tournament of Power, it was like a filler episode, essentially.
Okay.
Where he goes, like, Vegeta, and Vegeta's like, nah, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And Piccolo's, like, doing shit, and he's like, hey, I'm gonna go hit up Krillin. I haven't, like, trained with Krillin in forever. Yeah. And Krillin's like... I'm too weak now. I don't know what to do, you know? And then, Goku amps him up, like, bro, let's just go back and, like, train, you know? It's like, let's get you back in the game.
There you go.
Stuff like that, you know? So, like, at least, like, they gave him the little bit of bump up. Mm-hmm. But, like, on a power level, I mean, he ain't shit.
He ain't shit.
Yeah.
He ain't fucking nothing, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like...
You know, is Loki starting to become retarded?
Hold on. Give me a second. I haven't really been keeping up the show, but I think I could guess it. Okay. They're part of Universe 7, right? The whole Goku squad?
In that universe.
So they're in that universe. Shit. I kind of want to say Piccolo, but he just got a power up. So it's not Piccolo. They're all retarded already, according to my personal knowledge. And Gotenks and Trunks are going to be the new heroes of the next upcoming like.
Well, they're in their teenage...
Yeah, but like right it's now. Already been like... Like, not proven, but it's already been, like, kind of, like, verified that they're going to be, like, the new heroes.
Well, like, they have their own arc in the manga right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, right there.
Like, yeah, like, literally, there's a big chunk of it right after, I think it's after Granola.
Yeah.
Where they go to school and they get, like, hero, like, they go through their Saiyan Man kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, so, like, they're going to have a power-up, so they're not retarded just yet. I'm gonna say Boo. Is
really powerful.
I'm gonna say Boo. Boo is like super retarded. Fucking. Yeah, but he's still super powerful though. But it's like.
But again, everyone forgets. Yeah, he's retarded. Like he's hanging with Mr. Satan.
You said he's really powerful.
He's really powerful. When he was first introduced, yeah. he was.
That's all of them. Honestly, everyone's like, ugh, how can I ever beat him, Goku?
Yeah,
I'm here, you guys. I'll beat him. I don't know if I could beat him. I just beat him. That's every fucking.
I just whooped his ass right now. So.
I didn't think I could do it.
Don't kill him because I want to whoop his ass again.
I want to save this for later. That's the only reason every villain has survived Goku. Because he always wants to fight them later.
I'll give you a hint. I have two toys of it in the room right now.
I didn't think they fucking put your dildo on there. Let me see. Two toys. You have two toys of everything here, man. Beerus?
Yep.
I mean, he was already fucking retarded.
No. When he first came in, he was whooping everybody. Now he's like a babysitter.
Yeah.
Now he has like a crush on like some like girl that came in from the Broly movie.
Yeah, the green girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like now he's just slowly becoming a retard. Yeah. And like Vegeta's going to take his spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
right. Because he already has Ultra Ego. So now like Lord Beerus, I give it like a couple more years.
Yeah.
Before, like, he just becomes, like, a side character that you just go to every once in a while.
Well, they still haven't surpassed him yet, though. Like, every single retarded character that you're talking about right now has been surpassed ages ago.
That's what I'm saying. But it takes a minute, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to get to that. Like, the formation is happening.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they end the series, like, on a high note where, like, Goku and Vegeta are, like, they're kind of, like, teased to be like now officially the strongest universe, but they haven't like fought Beerus yet or Whis in a long time, so you know there's still like a question of it. But then they come out with the big old movie, you know, big movie. It's like Goku, Vegeta, the angel and god of destruction, you know. And like, so then fucking Angel fights Whis, becomes the new Angel Universe 7, then Vegeta fights Beerus and becomes a new fucking god of destruction.
You know how you fix that?
How?
By having Celestials and Dragon Ball, dude, and you name them like Appeal.
Appeal?
Yeah.
No, they have to be named after beer. They have to be named after beer. Liquor. So it'd be soju.
It has to be
soju.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Soju is one of them.
Sakeke.
What else? Oh, no, there's already tequila. I think there's a villain just straight up called tequila.
There's one of the gods, the little
Margarita.
Rat one.
Margarita.
Yeah, I think he's named after, like, his name's like Mule.
Like Moscow like Mule?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. All the gods are named after, like, the liquor. And like beer or like
actually in the manga, Beerus actually whoops everybody's ass. All the gods.
Yeah, I think he's like the second or third strongest god of destruction, right?
I guess the clown is supposed to be like the strongest.
I don't remember the rank. I just know he was like the second or third, but I think like the strongest one, was like supposed to be like the god of destruction of one of the other universes that had already been erased. Like he was supposed to be the strongest. Excuse me. God damn. My bad. I just had a fucking homemade McChicken, like the healthy ones. And it was good, but I was like, Jesus Christ. I just started burping.
Now it's settling?
It's settling right now, yeah, with this energy drink.
An actual McChicken wouldn't give you that problem.
No, it'd give me cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wouldn't be burping, because all that burps that was supposed to come out to get the toxins out, it would just settle in there.
Yeah, it would just settle in.
Just give me the nice stomach and colon cancer.
Have some nice microplastics.
Exactly. But no, I was going to say, that this is going to like go into like really big like manga spoilers. I don't know if this is, like, real, though, because, like, I did, like, jump, like, kind of fall down a little bit the rabbit hole of, like, the fan-made manga a little bit. But it looked pretty legit, so I don't know. I honestly didn't care enough to look up if it was real or not. But I guess there's, like, when Android 17, right, who won the Tournament of Power, technically?
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, when he won the tournament and he wished all the universes that got erased to come back, that also included all the previous universes that were erased before the Tournament of Power. So doing that, like... that brings back the mother of the angels, and it brings back the strongest god of destruction of their universe. So their universe essentially got erased because they were the strongest, and they were trying to dethrone Xenu, right? They were trying to dethrone him, and then they were trying to take over like the whole fucking everything of the cosmos. So then he had to erase them before they became too powerful. But then Android resurrecting them gives them the ability to like try it again. So now these fucking now they're back.
Now Goku could learn. From another god, had to be even more powerful.
Yeah.
So he could go true instinct.
True instinct. Let's true ultra angel baby. Instinct. He just evolves into an actual angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is getting like real into the was it not Super? It's like another series. You know those like little card games like in Japan.
There's one called Heroes.
Heroes is getting into that territory.
Yeah,
where all non-canon shit exists, but it's all canon at the same time, and it's that's frustrating to me because it's like how you just like fucking made everything okay, but at the same time it's not. It's like
it's
everything's
isn't
in
it?
Limbo now. Everything's in fucking limbo. Yeah. No, it's not Wonderful.
I get all of it. Here's the thing, I'm new to this. Like, yeah. I'm still under...
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I get to just have all of it now, but, like, I know people growing up with it, they're like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yo, shut up,
like,
bitch.
Now you got fucking Super Saiyan Gold fucking Green Broly who could go Super Saiyan 4 as well. It's like, how... What the fuck is happening right now? Like,
yeah,
Jesus
then you go
Christ.
Super Saiyan 5.
Yeah, then you go fucking Ultra Instinct Super Saiyan 5, Red, Green, Blue, RGB. LGBTQ, fucking the whole rainbow. Uh-huh. You got transgender Goku right there in the corner. He's like,
and then Kaba and Kale and all of them, they could even go Super Saiyan 3.
They could go fucking Ultra Instinct or something. I don't
that
know.
Should
it's
be
all
lit
possible.
Too. I'll take it.
It's all fucking possible.
I want more stickers.
I want more pops. You need more fucking Funko Pops.
I've never watched One Piece, but I see everyone like going crazy over this Gear 5
thing
with Luffy.
This shit's been hyped for like the fucking past year almost.
Oh, it's only been like a year.
Yeah. Because like first it was Guano, I think, or Wano, like the new land that they traveled to where they finally met Kaido. Because Kaido was supposed to be like the big bad that's been teased for like the past couple years.
And that's a dragon he whoops
yeah,
on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think he ate like the dragon fruit where it's like literally he can transform into a dragon. And then, like, so that made him, like, this OP character. And now that he was, like, way too powerful, Luffy had to push himself into, like, the next stage of his, like, abilities. Mm-hmm. But apparently, I guess, like, the thing, I know very little, like, 1% of this shit. I don't know if this is a theory or this is real. But apparently, like, I guess there's different stages to different kinds of devil fruits. And the one Luffy ate was, in reality, like, the reality warping fruit or some shit. But he thought it was like the gum gum fruit, which has turned him to a rubber man. And since he perceived his reality to think himself a rubber man, he became a rubber man. But then like everything he's been doing after that is like him breaking reality like slowly. And then this turning into a cartoon, like turning this shit into like literally Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Where he like it was cool. Like I actually seen like a clip where he was fighting the dragon dude. I just said his name, Kaido. He was fighting Kaido. Like it was like legit animation. And this shit just literally turned into Tom and Jerry. Because he broke reality to turn him into fucking Tom and Jerry. He, like, warped reality around him as well. So, literally, it was like, I thought that was pretty clever. I was like, oh, shit, he actually did it. Okay, that's pretty fucking cool. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, it was weird. I seen the clip, right? I seen both clips of the actual fight. And I kept wondering, I was like, I've never seen One Piece.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being, like, this cartoony from what I've seen.
Yeah, that's his ability. That's his, Luffy's ability right there.
Dude, he takes, like, this dragon,
like,
shoots a blast at him, right? Like, this blast goes at him. And then you see Luffy, like, he starts doing, like, some crazy, like from Kingdom Hearts, the nothing, right?
Yeah, oh,
like,
shit,
some, like, little spinny type of moves, right? And then he takes, like, the ground. Like, he just takes it and picks it up.
Mm.
Like, nothing to actually grab with. He just, like, takes it somehow and picks it up. Yeah, and he, like, shoots the shot right back to the dragon. And then, like, it hits him, but then his eyeballs stay.
Yeah.
Like, it's real, like, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I think the creator of One Piece actually said he got he was inspired by Tom and Jerry.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Like, legit Tom, that's what I keep saying. It's Tom and Jerry shit, because he actually was inspired by them.
By the way, Goku would still whoop his ass.
I don't give two shits anymore.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
Ultra Instinct. Still beat his ass.
Gojo still whip all their asses, though, regardless, so.
Who?
Gojo.
I don't know who that is. From Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes.
It took me a second. I was like, because I was thinking of One Piece. I was like, wait, no, never mind.
You didn't fucking watch One Piece.
No, actually not Goku. Whoop his ass, too.
Yeah, no, he would. Probably. I don't know.
The only one I kind of would give to, I'd probably say One Punch Man.
One Punch Man. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a... What do they call him? He's a bit character. Where, like, literally, he's supposed to be the strongest no matter what fucking happens.
Yeah.
He's literally supposed to be the strongest. That's his whole bit. Where it's like... You fucking have 20 Gokus fuse into one. He's still gonna be more powerful than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna be, like, still, like the little, like, man face. Just... Little three dots.
Yeah.
That's no matter what happens.
He punches him right in the stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
Except it's not going to be like blood like coming out. No, it's just going to be an obliteration.
Yeah, and it's literally going to go like this. He's going to go fucking, Saitama's going to be like, huh, you said this new form is called your Ultra Instinct? I like that. let me try that out. It's like, what? He's like, Ultra Instinct, Serious Series, One Punch. And they fucking just break through fucking Goku's ribcage.
Can he do that on, like, other... He could take other people's techniques?
Well, no. That's what it's essentially been happening in like, the manga, where, like, I don't, this is 100% spoilers right here. Like, you might have a spoiler for you. You haven't even watched it.
Yeah, no, I've never, yeah. I've never.
Yeah, so there's this character called I can't pronounce his name. I'm calling him G-Man. G-Man is being, he's like fucking the, he's like evolving into like to becoming a monster, and but he's becoming like the strongest monster. And so like he becomes so tenacious and so ferocious that God, literally God, like gets his attention or get has gotten his attention from God, and he gave him like even more strength and powers and shit. So Goro becomes a God monster. And then fucking he's breaking reality left and right, doing all these fucking different feats. And fucking One Punch Man, Saitama, is just, you know, doing his little mad face. He's like, oh, I wonder why everyone's frozen except me. And then, like, Garo's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Like, I am literally fucking God right now. Like, what is happening? Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay, God punch, you know?
Just fucking punch him right in the mouth.
Yeah, it's fucking, and then, like, Garo, like, teleports him to Venus or some shit, and then fucking, he's like, ah, Saitama, no matter how strong you are, you cannot survive the vacuum of space. And then he just, like, I held my breath really long. I survived the vacuum of space by holding my breath.
I just hold his breath.
Exactly. Like, but how did you survive the vacuum? My body's so strong that it could literally just survive the vacuum of space.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, the literal weight sucking me in doesn't...
It does nothing to me. Yeah, literally.
I'm stronger than that velocity.
Exactly. And it's like, so no matter how strong the character will be, Saitama's always going to be like 10 times stronger. Mm-hmm. Just, that's just the whole joke.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. But yeah, how do we get here?
I don't know, but I quite enjoy it.
I was going to say, all speaking of anime, I have finally evolved, Mark. I have gone beyond and seen the other side.
What'd you see?
I am officially a weeb.
What do you mean officially?
I'm officially a weeb.
You've always been one.
No, there's stages to this, Mark. Like, you know, Super Saiyan 1, 2, and 3, and then Super Saiyan God,
please,
Super Saiyan.
Please enlighten me, because I feel like...
Yeah. You know how we enjoy...
I feel like you're trying to, like, you're denying your own kind of bullshit.
Not anymore, I'm not, Mark. I finally come to the realization of it. I'm Ultra Instinct Weeb right now.
Are you cosplaying?
No, I am not cosplaying.
So then you're not quite fully a weeb?
I am an Ultra Instinct, the one, not mastered, not the mastered one.
Like you're just like the beginning one?
Yeah, beginning stages of that for now. I don't think there will be ever be a time I'm going to fucking cosplay. Let's record that and see for like
no,
the next
you,
5 years.
No, you will. Eventually. There's something that'll like.
If I get like a fucking shredded ass 8-pack and shit, I'll cosplay as fucking Andrew Tate.
As Andrew Tate.
Exactly. That's it. That's the only person I'll cosplay as. Just see where that takes me. Mm-hmm. See how many people fucking throw rotten eggs
like
at me.
Baki? That's what I'm saying. Like, that, yeah, if you would got ribs, I know you probably be
it
like,
would be Baki.
Or let me just put my, because you already got the sleeve things. You just,
oh, yeah,
you
the
just
fucking
need,
wraps.
Like, the, you need the boxers and.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah.
There you got to read. Oh, shit. I just cut. I'm halfway there, Mark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this has been going on for years. What are you talking about?
No, but fucking, I started watching this anime. You want to guess what category it is, Mark?
Hentai.
Oh, God, what the fuck? You went right for that, Jesus.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're very
nah,
wrong.
Nah, you're bullshitting right now, I know.
Yeah, it's, I fucking, woo!
Yeah.
No, fucking,
They took down Hentai Heaven?
They did? How would you know that, Mark?
You ever seen that video?
Oh, it's a video now. Oh, did you guys see the video? God, did you see the video where they
don't
announced
do
it?
Yeah, no, there's this kid, right? Okay. He's recording himself.
Oh, sure.
Goes, dude, they took down Hentai Heaven? Dude, I don't want to watch X videos. That shit's gay. If I ever find that video, I gotta show it to you. That shit's hilarious.
I'm sure it's on your phone from when you recorded it.
Yeah, I recorded the kid.
No, you recorded yourself. Okay. Guys, they took down Hentai Heaven. I'm sure, like, if I go through your fucking, your photos, it's gonna be like a deleted TikTok. It's just gonna be saved in your gallery. With your fucking,
You know you go to, like, recently deleted and shit, too.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. I'm going to see this shit on your
page. It keeps it for like 30 days.
Oh, God. No, but I started watching this anime called Love After World Domination.
That sounds like very soap opera-ish.
It's very much a comedy romance. Comedy romance anime.
You're watching a fucking...
Yes. Yes, I am.
Like, that sounds like something like the dude from Walking Dead would be in.
Which guy?
The yeah. Rick Grimes. But, like, when he's not in Walking Dead, like, it just, it's like some shitty, like, hey, two people are in love. But they're also in a complicated situationship.
Yeah, you pretty much hit the... Is that what it is? Essentially, yeah. It's like, it's a spoof on Power Rangers. Yeah, that's always something I always forget, too. I always forget Power Rangers are originally Japanese.
Isn't Power Rangers just a spoof of itself?
Essentially, yeah, the superhero genre. Well, no, like, it was always supposed to be, you know, Power Rangers. It's just fucking Power Rangers. Just anime take on heroes. But, yeah, it's just a... Literally, it's spoofing Power Rangers. It's like, what if the red guy, like, the leader of the Power Rangers, fell in love with the main, like, female villain of the series, and then craziness ensues as really the whole show. It's like, oh, my God, I fell in love with you because... And then it's just, like, a bunch of, just a bunch of, like, nonsensical dumb shit happens around them. It's like, yeah, yeah, I've fallen down.
Are you wearing, like, a fucking robe when you watch this?
Mark, you're the one fucking wearing a Yu-Gi-Oh shirt. Yeah. Shut the fuck up when you're talking to me like
you're
that.
You're watching a fucking TNT.
Don't you make me go in that fucking closet and pull out Nezuko right now. I'll pull out Nezuko out of this fucking closet right
fucking
now. If
you could find it, I'd be more impressed if you could actually find it.
I don't want to touch your fucking hardboard fucking fucking hard-ass fucking shirt of Nezuko, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to find that shit.
Oh my God. Boy.
But yes.
So you're watching this.
I finished it already, actually.
As you're painting your nails.
Yeah. Yeah. Know.
Fucking nails and shit.
I don't know why I tell you shit. I don't know why I tell you
anything. Don't ever, yeah. Why did you ever feel like I was supposed to go, wow, that's really cool, David. I'm so happy for you.
Do you not understand this is harder than coming out of the closet, Mark? If I was gay, that'd be easier.
Honestly, you would have just said, hey, bro, like, I think it might be gay.
That would've been better?
Like, I'd probably be more, like, compassionate
yeah.
toward this thing that you just said.
This thing I've become?
Yeah. No, nah, honestly, fair enough. Okay. I say your level of weepness, like, you haven't quite hit Fedora.
Oh, God.
You do shower, so I'll give you that.
Here's the thing. Normal weepness. Like, okay.
And you don't do that shit in public.
No.
And you don't do ironically.
You mean legitimately?
No, meaning, okay, like, I'll give you an example.
No. Oh, yeah, you.
So, like, I went to see the Demon Slayer movie a while back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, like, he has, like, a hoodie on. He's, like, hanging out with his boys and shit.
Yeah.
Waiting to get into the auditorium, and this kid gets up, still with his hoodie on,
yeah,
backpack on and two and shit. They have like a binder. I don't know how he got that shit in there. And he goes, "I won't let you destroy me, even if it means using all my power."
I gotta go.
And I go, "You fucking douche, bro, They're gonna fucking not let us ever watch anime movies here because of you." Because of fucking you. So you're not like on that.
No, God fucking no. Yeah, that's a 10 right there. That's a fucking 10.
Oh, and the people who do like the Smash tournaments, they're the fucking, oh my God.
I'm not going to lie, they do fucking push the fucking stereotype of fucking nerds not showering.
Because they do the, God, you know, like damn. In certain animes, like there's always like that little kind of comedy kind of. Where, like, their faces, like, get real cartoony.
Oh, yeah, they're, like...
Where, like, they'll be yelling at each other, and their faces like, ah, la, 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 like that. Yeah. Like, but they'll be doing that shit, thinking in their head that it looks like
cool.
That.
It looks cool,
but they
cool.
Don't,
yeah.
You know. They look autistic.
It's funny, I just seen a TikTok about that, where it's, like, two guys, like, it's one guy pretending to be two friends, mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, man, thanks for helping me with my problems. And the guy just, like, fucking punches him in the face. He's like, oh, don't you? What the fuck you think that was, huh? You think we're some sort of fucking anime? Huh? What the fuck do you fucking try to pull here? You trying to fucking break us up? We're not going to be friends anymore? It's like, no, like, Jeremy, goddamn, I'm sorry. Like, no, don't you ever fucking do that shit again.
You don't ever do, like, a random, like, grunt? Huh? Like that?
Just fucking, oh.
Like that, yeah.
He's like a super, like, fucking hypersexualized, like, oh.
Like, you're not on that bad level, so you're no. Good, you're okay.
Oh, my God.
I think if you ever got to that level of, like, David, hey, David.
Jesus.
Cut this shit, bro.
I've honestly forgotten those people exist. After I left high school, I forgot they existed. I'm not wearing no foxtail either.
I went to school with a kid who used to come to school with like puppy paws, and a fucking like not a leash but like a collar.
Yeah, a collar. Yeah. No, jeez, I don't. All I remember seeing is the girls with like the fucking, they would put on like the foxtail.
Oh, right, okay.
That's as far as I got, as they got over here. And I do remember like some kids would wear like the collar, but it was them trying to be punk. Excuse me. Like they were trying to be punk. They wear, you know, like the mascara and shit. And it's like, it wasn't all of them. It was just like one or two of them who thought it was like, oh yeah, I'm a fucking, I love metal. I'm a punk kid, you know. Mm-hmm. They weren't.
They weren't, they had weird, like the spiky shit.
Yeah, the spiky ones. That's what it was. Is that what you're talking about? Or was it
different? No, I'm talking about a full ass
dog collar.
Dog collar, bro. With like the little clip that you press in between and then it comes off.
All I needed was the dog sash where it's like...
Like, literally, it was made for, like, hey, you clip a leash on here, and then, yeah, you know, you walk your dog.
Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. That's worse. I think that's worse, honestly. I'd rather be around those weirdos, like, the fucking... with the spiky collars thing, and it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that shit looks cool sometimes, depending on how you rock it. Like, I've been to, like, enough shows to where, like, hey, that honestly, that looks kind of cool. Like, you have the confidence to actually wear that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay, I in that case, I have not been around any of those people. Because, like, they're the ones, like, the, like, super stereotypical ones you see, like, in movies with the long-ass hair. You're like, oh.
No, there's some dude, like, if you go to, like, metal shows, there's some dudes who, like, they actually dress like Seto Kaiba. But, like, you know, like, they actually got, like, quality stuff on. Yeah. Right? They're not rocking, like, some dirty-ass trench coat or something. Like, they actually went out.
And, they look like they're going to be the next shooter.
Like, but it's not, like, it doesn't give off shooter vibes. There are people, bro, who give off shooter vibes, and you go, hey, bro, like, I don't want to be around you. And then this other one goes, damn, bro, that dude's, like, actually, like, he put that together pretty well.
Okay, yeah. No, these were the shooter vibes kids.
Yeah, no, I've seen shooter vibes, too. Bro. Like, yeah. They have, like, the trench coat, but it's just, like, the leather's all just mangled.
And, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, shit. Watch this kid's backpack. watch him for his backpack. If you
reach to his backpack, I'm gone.
Exactly. We've talked about this before, right? Where, like, we've had a few friends like that where, like, I'm glad I'm his friend. So he could text me the next day, like, hey, don't come to school. Yeah. I've had, like, one or two of those friends where it's like, hey, don't come to school tomorrow. And you're like, cool.
All right, cool.
I guess I'm going to the fucking movies tomorrow.
I can't really think of, like, any kids that, like, I was cool on that level. But I definitely, there was two kids I went to school with and I definitely... I was like, this. If this continues, if this kid keeps getting pushed the way he is.
You told me about the kid who, like, they trapped behind the door in shop class and just threw sawdust.
Literally, bro, like, the door would close and it'd be, like, it'd leave enough of a gap where, like, you could shove someone in there.
Yeah.
So they shoved him in there, and then they took sawdust and dumped it over the top.
Yeah, I know. I had to fucking kill someone over that.
This kid's going to, he's going to fuck, because he was small, dude. He was legit, like, a foot, like, he was, like, 5'2".
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he was just, you could tell, like.
Yeah.
Like, it was already bad enough, he was just weak.
Yeah. You know what would happen if, like, you try to help him out? It probably would have been, like, one of those, like, movies or TV shows where, like, you become the only friend of his, and then you just happen to walk in, like, just talking down the hallway. One of the bullies drops his backpack, and, like, all this shit spills out. You're trying to help him out. You see, like, a gun in his backpack. You're like, Jeremy, what is this? You're like, Mark, give me that shit. Jeremy, what do you think you're doing?
Jeremy, this is not you.
Exactly. You're going to ruin your life for the rest of your life. These are just 4 years. These are only 4 years of the rest of your life. You don't need to ruin it. I can't, Mark. Just, I can't anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. And then you just end up getting shot in the process. And then you're the catalyst that sets off this whole thing.
I feel like I'd be the opposite of like, bro, you know you ain't going to use that shit.
Oh, yeah. And then I never met Mark.
Hey, dude. Hey. You should really put two in David's chest right now with that shit. Not you, David. It was another dude named David.
I was about to say, I got enough of that shit.
He was a pretty big douche.
Yeah. So was I. No,
but yeah, that kid.
Yeah.
Too bad he couldn't have like some powers.
You know what? He's probably a police officer right now.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if like because he was picked on so much.
Yeah.
That like after he got out, he trained really hard or did he like obviously you're gonna either go like be even more sad and be like oh you know I was picked on in high school and this is why I'm still fucking just a fucking loser or. Yeah.
Or you go to the military or straight up to the police.
I go to the League of Assassins, and I just train so I can beat everyone's ass.
Oh, your 5'2" stature makes you perfect to hide in tiny places. You are the greatest assassin in the world.
You see him jumping on little logs in between lava?
No, it's like, oh, we will never assassinate the president of Giamafra, the fake country of whatever. I'm just going to blank that whole part out.
Yeah.
Anyways, we can never assassinate this nondescript man. There is only a 5'2" hole in the wall. None of us could fit through that. And he's like, I can't, sensei. He's gonna be the hero of assassins. Oof. Good I'm glad this is a recording. Like, we're not fucking streaming or some shit. Yeah. Like, oh my god. I don't know where the fuck that came from. That was from me reading Catching the Rye. Mm. Like, kill John Lennon. Kill John Lennon. You ever seen that South Park?
No. No. I've seen that meme though.
Yeah, where it's like they were saying like, oh, you know, Catching the Rye, the reason it's banned is because of the subliminal messaging that it like to kill all phonies. And so like everyone who reads, or like I have a handful of people who read it, they go off to kill like John Lennon because he's a phony apparently. I don't know. It was like, yeah, I guess it was very topical at the time. I didn't understand it that much, but I just thought it was funny.
I mean, it must be an older episode, so
it's very much older.
It was probably funny at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Butters, you know, just the fact that Butters got brainwashed by a book, I thought was hilarious. But yeah.
What's that, Wendy? You want to make some money?
Come on, be one of my bottom bitches.
Yeah, you want to be one of my, bitch, why are you not trying to make no money, bitch?
Butters, don't call my girlfriend a bitch. Nigga, come now, just bank one of your bitches to get you some money. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I was going to say, dude, fucking, speaking of it, bitches making money. Margot Robbie and Barbie.
Oh, a bill, dude.
Yeah.
Crossed a bill.
They made the billion?
Yeah, yeah, it already made the billion. I don't know how much it made here.
Hell yeah. I was going to say, man, like, this movie has been, like, kind of, I feel it's not controversial, but, like, there are some parties where, like, Barbie's ass, or, like, Barbie's ass because of this reason or that reason. I'm like,
I've seen, like, for example, I've seen Shapiro's little spiel on it.
Yeah, it was like a full hour, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't see the whole thing like that.
Yeah.
This is the thing, though. I go, bro, all right. Here's the thing. The movie is essentially this, right? You have this idea that the Kens, right, were nothing.
Yeah.
And you know, in this Barbie world kind of thing, right? Because they were toys that people didn't really give a shit about. Then you had all the Barbies who were, like, essentially the top of the patriarchy, right? Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote. Yeah. Then the script flipped. Right now, the dudes are in charge. Right? No, yeah. You know, hey, you know, the men are in charge, and they're shitty.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is that Greta Gerwig was trying to get at is like, listen, you don't need to be the thing that you possess, mm-hmm. that you own. Your material things do not make you.
Yeah.
Your personality does not make you. You're made up of a bunch of different things that makes you you.
Yeah.
Right. Appreciate it. Don't think that you have to have control over people. Mm. And that's the same thing with Barbie. Barbie, you guys are kind of treating these Kens like shit.
Yeah.
How about you guys learn to also do the same thing? Do not think that you have to be given everything.
Yeah.
Right? You both are enough. Mm. You both are enough.
Yeah.
Kenough.
Kenough. Yes. Because I'm Kenough.
That's the thing. But yeah. Everyone just sees it as, oh, you know.
The feminazi.
Greta Gerwig wants to make it like a patriarchy is bad and shit. And you go, what the fuck? Did you watch the fucking movie all the way through?
I was just saying, everyone who got offended for this wanted to get offended on some level because there's, like, a few different messages that I feel like you can read from this movie. But it's, like, there were some parts where I was, like, okay, this is, like, okay. Okay, I get it. You know, like, the whole part where the girl was giving, like, the feminazi or the feminist speech at the around the end where she was, like, saying how bad men are and shit. I'm, like, okay. Okay, you're not helping. Like, what the fuck? I thought we were having a conversation. But mind you,
like, that's supposed to be, like, satire.
No, I think that part was more genuine than satire. It's just specifically that one part where it's like where she was saying like men are this, men are that, you know, because it wasn't funny, like it wasn't meant to be funny. It was just genuinely like her delivering like a speech, a monologue to the audience about, you know, like how much it sucks to be a woman, like in the men of age or the age of men.
See, I read that completely as satire because
yeah,
everything
else was satire to me, you know, like the whole part. But then when she like starts like dropping bombs in the fucking end there, I'm like, okay,
I think it's because it's so over the top ish. Like, it's almost like she's giving her red pill kind of speech going on.
Yeah.
That, to me, I saw that as satire.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think most of the, like, everything else I agree with you is, like, satire. But that part specifically was genuine. It was too much emotion, too much raw emotion for it to be anything but serious, honestly. Because it was like what, like, fucking, like, for me, satire is, like, the part where, like, Ryan Gosling is, like, hey, I'm here for a job. It's like, oh, okay, like, do you have your PhD? I'm a man. It's like, for me, that's satire right there.
It's funny.
Exactly. It's funny. You see, like, the obvious, you know, ridiculousness of the situation. But then there, like, when she starts delivering, like, this monologue where she's, like, looking, like, almost directly to the camera, the music gets cut out, all the Barbies are looking sad, you know, like, there's nothing, like, to undercut the seriousness situation. It's just a genuine message from whoever wrote the script or, like, the director or whoever, like, decided to write this part of the script. That's just a message to the audience right there. It's like, okay, I get it. Men are evil. Men are terrible. Now you got to fix it again by women needing to band together, which is like, I'm like, the thing that kind of like was like a negative to me, in my opinion, was like, where can we find like a middle ground where it's like, I like this movie because it kind of opens up the door a little bit for like a communication, mm-hmm. where it's like, it shows like, yes, they understand a little bit like what's going on, where it's like, oh, what if it wouldn't it suck if like women were the higher, you know, like, or like had like the most power over men, huh? You think that doesn't suck? Well, guess what? That was like the rest of our lives. I'm like, okay, cool. I get that part. But then it's like, so how can we have this conversation now? It's like further along for both of us, you know, because we're all just people, man. We're just trying to get along in this world. So what can we do to work together and to get along together and shit? That's where my mind was at more. I was like, I like the movie overall, but I don't know. Am I reading too much into it?
No, I definitely think there's the thing I really like that she conveyed in this is that, listen, as genders, we obviously have two different ways that we think.
Yeah.
Right. And these two different ways of thinking sometimes can be kind of swayed by how different people. So, for example, other men in history, right, are conquerors.
Yeah.
So
you horses.
Horses. PhDs, horses. Dude. America.
Man. Man.
Horses.
Horses. Beer me.
The
beer me.
Was it the Mojo Dojo Casa House?
Yeah. Mojo Dojo Casa House.
Oh, hey, you just caught me reading.
But yeah.
But you, like, you, and then also too, like on the other side, where it's like the other Barbies who are like, I don't know why I'm president. I just kind of am, right? It's this fake idea that because Barbie was always just good at everything,
yeah.
So it's of course like growing up, like any girl seeing that, and then mind you, I'm talking speculation.
Yeah,
you could just go, well, they will grow up and go, well, it's supposed to be just as easy as Barbie does it because Barbie's a president.
Yeah,
you know, we don't actually see how she becomes president. She just is one.
Yeah, also that was like the other point I saw like some people were talking about was like, this movie's full of Mary Sues. Yeah, that's what Barbie is. Barbie is literally a Mary Sue to show women that they can do anything, that they can do it just as good as a man can. Like, that's the whole point of fucking Barbie. They're supposed to be perfect at being a doctor, being an astronaut. You know, is that not, like, correct me if I'm wrong, is that not literally what Barbie is? Like, she's supposed to be like the ideal woman? Like, that does... Like,
I guess I've always just... I mean, as a toy, I've never looked into it as deep, so I'm always
That's what I'm saying, like...
I just figured it was more merchandise to buy.
Yeah, for me, it was more like, that's what it was back then. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a stepping stone towards something greater, but now that we've reached, like, the next part of the society where it's, like, now we look too... like, right now, like, I'm looking too deep into this shit, you know? But now that we are, like, a lot of people are looking even further into shit that maybe might not have meant to have been looked into... Like, where maybe now is a point of the time where we have to, like, kind of look at that part and be like, okay, maybe we need to redirect somehow and, like, make some adjustments here. And which I thought, like, that's why I thought the movie was, you know, was, like, kind of pointing out, like, the how... There was a part in the movie where the girls were, like, shitting on Barbie, like, hella fucking hard.
Yeah.
They're like, because of you, like, women have unrealistic standards of themselves. I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard that argument before, you know, like, a couple times in high school or, in, like, in college, like, for speech and debate and shit. Where it's like, you know, Barbie's like this perfect image of a woman. Now we all have to attain that. Where it's like, you know, I guess there is a perspective that I was like, okay, I could see that point of view of yours where you think you have to attain the status of perfection.
In every level. Which is obviously that's going to happen because everyone's going to have a different perception. Yeah, so exactly. that's going to be a question that's going to come up.
Yeah, right? But someone's then as a guy, I'm like, oh, I didn't think of it that way because it's like, I just say, hey, cool toy. That's all I needed to think about. Cool toy. But then the other girls over here are the fucking like, oh, my God, I will never be as pretty as fucking Barbie. You know, it's like, oh, shit. I never thought about, man, I'll never be as ripped as G.I. Joe. It's like, it's a G.I. Joe toy. That's it.
At the same time, too, man, there are people out there who look at something and go, I'm supposed to have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to be fully happy until I have
who
that thing. Meaning
cares? No. Sorry. I had to. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you bitch. You fucking bitch. You know what? All right, well, this is the thing.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Well, like, okay, I'm going to pretend to make a point right now. Well, I was thinking.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
I derailed this so bad. I was just,
what I was saying is, like, okay, you look at somebody like Andrew Tate, right?
Yeah.
Somebody goes, well, dude, I need to have a luxurious life like that guy does. Yeah. If not, I'm nobody, mm-hmm. and I'm nothing, and I need to work just as hard to get to that thing.
Yeah.
And you go, that's not, absolutely not true.
Yeah.
You can be happy in life with the mundane, mm. right? Don't think that you're going to look at life and go, dude, everything sucks because I'm just not yeah. on his level, and I'm not progressing to his level.
Yeah.
Right, which is something that this movie brought up. Yeah. Like, you are enough.
Yeah, you're enough.
Yeah, you are Knuff.
I'm going to get that tattoo on my chest. You are Knuff.
Blasted right here.
Right there. With all the Barbie stars. You know, like, specifically Barbie has, like, the little stars.
You fucked up with that. You're going to add extra shit now?
Yeah. Just like he did, you know? Because I can do whatever Ken do.
You got to get it, like, in the Metallica font.
Metallica font.
Like he did with Ken.
I have to have, like, a horse. I have to tattoo myself a horse, and then on the horse is tattooed Knuff.
You just have to have, like, a bunch of, like, famous dudes. Like on your chest.
I was going to say, hey, Mark, could you explain to me the intricacies of The Godfather? By the way, I've never watched it before. That shit had me fucking dying.
That shit was funny.
I was like, fuck, I've done that so many times. Where it's like, you just want to understand, though. It's like, come on, man. You know how beautiful this work of cinema is? Not specifically The Godfather, but like other movies where I don't remember.
Oh, definitely The Godfather. Godfather 2.
Yeah, where it's like, oh my. For me, it was more like Puss in Boots. I was like, holy shit, this thing's a fucking a masterpiece.
No, I am literally, not symbolically, literally deaf.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like that with Jonathan, bro. Like, that nigga has not watched fucking The Last Wish yet. He has not watched fucking Puss in Boots.
I just barely seen it. I was like, damn, bro, the animation on this shit was phenomenal.
Yeah, that shit was wild, too. Like, the story, like, the fucking, the darkish message, like, in a kid's film where it's like, you better value this one life you have. Even through the perspective of someone who literally had nine lives, like, even they learned the value of it because they will never beat death. That's, like, the whole message. It's like, holy shit, like, yeah, kid, you better get fucking living. Yeah, they get busy living get busy dying.
Get your fucking Bugatti.
Get your Bugatti or don't fucking be the Goldie Bears. Get you know the value of your family.
I know you're a big vampire fan. Are you going to go see that movie?
Which one? Oh, the Demeter?
Yeah, Demeter.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that kind of vampire. I'm more of like the fan where it's like the coolish vampire where it's like, oh, I am handsome and mysterious.
Fucking Mazhotoi.
What do you say? It's like.
In the scenario in your head, do you pretend to be the girl or the guy?
I'm both. I don't look like them though, but like it's literally just my face transplanted onto them.
So you're
literally
trying to fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'm just an egotistical son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I smell so good for to attract the prey. Like my skin glistens in the sun to catch your attention.
My pheromones are acting up so much. Who's this mysterious man?
Exactly. But I don't need any of that.
And why does he not like being
as
on the
if lyrics? You could run from me? As if you could fight me off. As if you could resist me. Like, oh, Edward. I am a good Christian woman. Do not take me until we have been until we have been wed.
That shit does not. In my head, I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
What?
Your fascination with Twilight. Like, I always thought it was a joke.
No, just vampires in general.
No, it's Twilight.
Specifically Twilight?
Yeah, it's specifically Twilight.
I enjoy Twilight on the ironic level, and then I watch it so much where it's like that.
A lot.
Yeah. I'm watching it right now.
That's not irony.
No, I'm watching it right now. No, it's ironic. It's ironic, bro. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? You know when fucking when Edward like just fucking reveals himself to the Vatican, bro? I watched it ironically, bro. That was fucking yeah, bro.
I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You don't have to convince yourself that I believe you. I definitely do.
Mark, I'm gay. That's funny.
Good shit, man.
Good shit.
You're
good
gay. Shit.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
So then watch me dethrow this rock star now. I like how you generally feel uncomfortable right now.
That's terrific.
You genuinely look uncomfortable. You're just pressing on the buttons.
Rob De Niro said it was terrific, so I believe
terrific. You. Yeah. Okay. How do we fall down this fucking these fucking
I don't know, but imagine if we had to do a review on Barbie right now and we just went in this direction.
We are literally doing a review on Barbie. This is how it always goes.
This is how it went.
Always fucking went. Yeah, exactly. Literally. Then we start talking about other movies, fucking the Demeter, and we're like, oh, you know what? Talking about vampires. You know?
I kinda wanna see that shit. That shit looked kinda creepy.
The Demeter.
When he was on the boat, like he pops up.
Yeah. I don't know, they revealed too much already, where it's like he's just this giant monster now.
So they should have been like, So it should have been
more mysterious.
Like, oh shit, there's something with this on the boat.
Yeah, but you don't know
what. But doesn't the name kind of give it away?
The Demeter?
Yeah.
I don't think the fucking Demeter was known for fucking having Dracula, from what I remember. The Demeter is like more, well, I think that was more like Greek or Roman mythology. Mm. I don't think that was anything that had to do with fucking vampires.
They just decided to take
two
different eras of time.
Yeah, I think like, hey, so.
Throw a vampire in that bitch.
I'm like 50% sure, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Like, I haven't read up on friggin' either on any kind of mythology in a long time. And last time I read Dracula was fucking in like the third grade. Mm. I read fucking Bram Stoker's Dracula in the third grade. My dad buried the book thinking it was demonic.
There's lightning in the background as he's burying it. Doing this for you,
son. All the clouds like going... start fucking coming in. Yeah, literally, and then fucking me and my mom had to come get the book like at 11 o'clock at night so the neighbors wouldn't like call the cops on us just so like we could return it to the library the next day. That was fun.
Why would the neighbors call the cops?
Well, fucking a car parks in front of a house in the middle of the night to grab a book. Doesn't that look... In a nice white...
Because your dad wasn't living with you guys, right?
No, he was, but like in a nice white neighborhood though. Because, no, I was with him landscaping. So, like, when we were landscaping, or he was landscaping, I was reading the book, and he saw Bram Stoker's Dracula. He just read Dracula. Like, it's pinche vampiros? Huh? It's pinche Satanás? You know, I was like, no, dad, like, I don't know what any of that means. You're saying, he's like, fucking, he's like, I'm gonna say pinche libro. He fucking grabbed the shovel, started burying a hole in the fucking, in his no client's,
no.
In, a, yeah, in, his li- in his client's house, in the front yard, and just, like, fucking dropped the book in there and covered it with sand, or dirt.
Like, bro, I gotta return that motherfucker.
Yeah, I was like, it's not my book. And he was like, fuck, fine. It's gonna be here for you so you and your mom can pick it up.
Dude, like, my mom did that with the Glorious Bastards. I took one from the library. She took it and destroyed the DVD, and I had to pay the $30 fee.
What did she get? You should have known better.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're not gonna give me a break? Fuck you, Mark. I'm not giving you a break. You should have known better. Or you're like, no, man, no, me some Glorious Bastards.
I was like, bro, I had to pay. Because I had to tell the library, I was like, I got destroyed.
No, you got to be like, the DVD I borrowed from your selection of various films and literature was destroyed by the white woman.
I should have just gave him a different DVD.
Just gave him a blank that says Inglourious Bastards.
This is Inglourious Bastards. Yeah, it is, look. Bro, this clearly says Star Wars on it. No, it doesn't.
I didn't want to give you that one, actually.
Hey, bro, you know what movie you have to see? Good-ass horror movie. It's called Talk to Me.
That's the one I want to see.
That was fucking crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. And you know what I liked about it?
What's that?
No explanation on what or why anything happens. It's just people going through shit, and they're trying to troubleshoot different ways, and they're making shit even worse for themselves.
I just saw it as, like, the monkey's paw, essentially.
Well, that's... pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Without, like, what it happens
without
is...
Without the wishes.
You go and you touch the hand, right? And what it is, you get to see, like, a dead person.
For a minute, 30 seconds?
Yeah, but if you hold on to it for too long, what happens is you bring that dead person into your body, and they have control of your body now. And so, like, they do it with this one kid, and he's, like, stuck in hell.
Oh, shit.
And shit, and so they're like, oh, my God, how do we, like, help him? We're like, oh, dude, there was these kids who also had this hand.
Yeah.
Let's go help them. Let's go ask them. They're like, I don't fucking know. Everybody who had that shit died. That's why we gave it to you. They're like, great. So, they're literally, the whole movie is just, like, tension building up.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we have no idea. We fucked up so bad
with
this thing. And now we're, like, trying to troubleshoot with it. And we've, like, fucked up three people's lives already with it.
They're trying to call tech support. Like, hello, did you try closing and opening the hand once again?
What you do is you turn you have to, like, turn a candle on or light a candle, right, and then blow it out so you can close the gates between different realities, right? I guess they didn't blow it out in time.
My friend, did you or did you not blow out the candle?
No, I did not.
No, I didn't.
Oh, am I speaking to the possessed demon of the ancient spirit that was pulled through the gates of hell?
I like to picture them in hell.
Yeah.
Like all these tech support Indians.
Like, my friend, you are going to have to light a candle for 2 minutes.
They're trying to get you to put some money on a gift card.
Oh, God. No, my friend. Why did you do that?
Why did you do that? Why?
My friend, no. No, my friend, you son of a bitch. No, my friend, you stupid bitch. You mother bitch friend. Oh, God.
Yeah, hey, go check that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's like 50 movies out right now, but take your time and go see that one.
I got the AMC app or AMC subscription. I good.
I know Gran Turismo's out too.
I probably won't be watching that.
I'm kind of like I'm intrigued enough, I guess.
Because it is definitely based on a true story, right? It's like where the kid who like was the best Gran Turismo player in the world.
Yeah, he just he memorized the track so well that he knew how to actually race on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably would have enjoyed that more as, like, a mini-series documentary on Netflix more than anything else. Like, a whole-ass film about a nerd, like,
getting fit enough. What is worse, is it? Because that's, like, 8 hours of that shit versus just the two.
Well, yeah, but it's more realistic, though. It's, like, actually what happened, like, you know, from his point of view instead of, like, a film.
Filler episodes.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's, like, that's what I'm saying. A mini-series is, like, 3 hours. I'd rather watch 3 hours of, like, actual documentary than a movie that's like, oh, he'll never race on my track. And then fucking 2 hours later,
shut up,
I'm glad I left him to race on my track.
That kid knew.
He's like, hey, kid, good race.
Hey, Legolas, you want to hire this kid? Definitely.
You're goddamn right. Fucking shoots his tire out with the arrow.
Dude, they like shot that shit in IMAX too for some crazy reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, honestly. Like, the whole Gran Turismo series itself, I was never a big fan of.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah. No, it was too boring for me. It was generally just really boring.
I know it is, because it's like, it's almost like it's an actual sports game of racing versus where it's not like Midnight Club.
Yeah.
Or Need for Speed, where it's like you get these power-ups and shit like that. Like, this one's strictly, like, car.
Actual racing.
But I liked it because it was that. Because you'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird. I want to see, like, how a Lambo would go against a Pontiac Judge.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, a fucking Lambo would smoke the shit out of that. Yeah. But the fucking Pontiac Judge has, like, that torque in it.
Mm.
So I at least kind of like the different, like, speeds and maneuvering, like, of these cars, because I couldn't actually drive it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Nah, I'd rather fucking go Need for Speed on the city.
Oh, no, definitely. Like, Midnight Club, to this day, I still really haven't played, like, a racing game in a long time because of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, like, I remember I tried Burnout. I wanted Burnout to be that so bad, and it just wasn't.
Yeah. Blacklist, I think. Need for Speed Blacklist, I think, was, like, the last one that I genuinely enjoyed. That was for the PS2. And even that was kind of, like, on and off for me, but then I started, like, falling in love with it. I was like, okay, this is actually pretty cool.
Even now, like, on the PS4, I don't see, like, a lot of, like, racing games that entice me.
Yeah, I bought, like, Need for Speed on the PS4. It was, like, a bundle. It was, like, 3 games for, like, $12. And I was like, I know there's a reason why 3 games are for $12, but I'm going to give it a chance anyways.
I don't know. Honestly, PS4, like, they're really cool about just giving you sales on a bunch of shit.
That too, but it's like when it's that good, it's three full games for $12.
Like, the Batman games are, like, 7 cents on there.
Oh.
Those games are fantastic.
Okay, yeah, that's true. They are old as shit, though, so. Mm. Yeah, but that makes sense. But yeah, it's like, and they were complete ass. I got through, like, the intro, played, like, an hour, and I was like, okay. Where's my GameCube?
Final Fantasy has been like that for me. That game is just, it's way too...
Seven?
Technical, yeah. Just like, it's not fun.
For me, it's really fun, but it's just so much that I haven't played it in a while. Now I have to relearn the game again. Because when I first picked it up, I only put down like 12 hours into it. And like, I think at that time I started playing Elden Ring. Or something. I forgot. It was some other game I picked up. And I was like, I got to get back to 7. And when I got back to it for like 30 minutes, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know what's going on.
Mom, help me.
How did I summon this thing? Did you? What is going on right now?
I have a bad habit of that, like where I would keep hitting X, but X is like when you hit your inventory. Oh. So like I would keep, I'm like, oh, fuck. God damn it. It's circle. Like,
yeah, and it doesn't pause for you. Like, it's real time still.
Yeah, because it's like on Kingdom Hearts. It's literally the same thing as Kingdom Hearts. Like, it's the exact same, like, how you gameplay, mm-hmm. right? But it's just backwards.
Yeah.
Whereas like X is like attack is with circle, not with X.
It's different modes. It's like for a weak attack, for a strong attack, for a medium attack, it's like different buttons.
Which is hella annoying because you keep switching back on and off. I'm like, no, fucker.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hit R2 and then you hit X. Then you could do your strong attack. Now fucking go into your inventory and do that shit.
But wait, I just did it. Oh, but that was for that character. This is for a different character. You have to press R2 plus the other two at the same time and then the inventory button. It's like, but I did.
I don't want to do that. Get the fuck out of here
exactly,
with that.
Yeah. But I do wish that they had like a secondary mode to like just play like the, what is it called? Like the role-playing, or not the role-playing, the turn-based aspect. Because I know like the original 7, it was turn-based. You know, it's like you do your, you have your party, all you guys take your turns first, then the villain takes his
turn. Yeah, but I feel like
I'm saying like both.
Like Fire Emblem is the game that's perfect for that now.
Yeah.
Versus where I think Final Fantasy should be the way it is.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying like I still wanted it because it was fun the way it is now. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to play because I've never really been able to had a chance to play the turn or the turn based style of gaming except for Pokemon. And I remember, like, you know, that's how it was in, like, you know, fucking Final Fantasy was got famous to begin with. So I wanted to try it out like that with Final Fantasy VII, like, as a turn-based. So, but now I just can't no more. It's just this now.
I really feel like Pokemon, like, in the next couple games, they should start doing that instead. Not turn-based no more, but start, like, you have your four attacks.
Yeah.
And then you could go about that somehow.
That's Arceus.
Is that what they do? Okay, that's Arceus.
I think so.
I've never played Arceus.
Yeah, I think it's like a fusion. It's like it's turn based, but at the same time, it's also like it's like different fighting style where it's like if you encounter them incorrectly or something, then it becomes just like a brawl where it's like.
See, but it should be that way. Like it should be like, okay, you go into the tall grass, run into the Pokemon.
Dude, fucking Dark Souls for Pokemon, because you know, like an anime where it's like they just dodge automatically, like they're just doing their own thing. Out along with the trainer instructing them what to do. Imagine that for fucking, like, you were the Pokemon and the trainer, though. It's like, for Dark Souls, where it's like, you had to, like, parry perfectly, and you had the chance to fire on them, but they also could parry you and shit. Like, honestly, that'd be pretty dope.
No, there's definitely a way to do that, where it's, you're going as a trainer, you could send out your first Pokemon, like, you could swap it in between, like, battles and stuff, where you send out your Pokemon.
Yeah.
But you can only keep it as that Pokemon until it dies. I feel like that's...
You can't swap it?
Yeah, I think it's just a compromise for the gameplay like that.
Yeah.
I feel like you should do that, where it's like you have your starter, right, run into it. You play as your starter until he dies. Then you could send out your next Pokemon. Mm. But in between, like, you going in the tall grass, then you go, okay, never mind, I don't want to use my starter. I want to use the other one. Mm-hmm. Then you could go out and fight with it.
Okay. I'd be down for that shit. That'd be dope. More games I do want to see is more like a, what is it? Oh, I've been wanting to play Baldur's Gate. This one. We're actually going to play it. Me, Cito, Caleb, my coworker, and his friend, Rayson.
Is it Baldur's Gate?
Baldur's Gate 3. It's a game, I guess, like, it's been really hyped up. It's like D&D. It's literally D&D. But I guess you could do, like, a multiplayer where all four of you guys could play together. And that's what we're going to do on our PCs. We're really going to be fucking playing that shit all weekend.
Oh, okay. Shit, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to fucking just go ham on that shit.
No, is it like Diablo, where it's, like, above style?
It's kind of like Diablo, yeah. Actually, yeah, it is. It's like a fusion of Diablo and Dungeons and Dragons, where you have to roll for shit, but you also get like the top click attack, whatever the fuck it's called. And yeah, it's funny because like I keep seeing a bunch of memes on TikTok where it's like the Homelander, where he's just sitting in the movie theater, just like seeing like the shit going on the screen, but he's like super fucking pissed. It's like Diablo devs watching Baldur's Gate 3, like people streaming and playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Are you guys officially done with the Overwatch?
Overwatch, yeah, it's done.
I've been weirdly like seeing a lot of people like, yeah, bro, we're done with that shit. Like it's over.
Yeah, it was fun to get back to it after like I quit it for a couple years, but then like they were just making too many like dumb changes to it where it's like, I don't know, it was like
I have some coworkers too that are like, yeah, honestly, man, it's starting to get a little too broken.
That too, but also the fact where it's like a lot. Like, what really turns off a lot of people off of games is the fact that it becomes, like, it's not just a cash cow, where it's, like...
Yeah, pay to play.
Not pay to play, but just, like, hey, like, we give you all these deals, like, you know, like, fucking just buy these skins, you know. Well, actually, no, sometimes it is pay to play, because every other season they'll introduce a new character, where it's, like, hey, you have to buy the battle pass in order to play this character, or you have to wait until the season's almost over, and this character is already broken, so you're going to get fucking ran through. Like, it's like, oh, come on, man. Like, I just want to play my fucking game. On top of that, it's like, it does get annoying when, like, they, I don't know. Initially, I cared more about it. Now, I don't really give a fuck. But it was like, they were, like, making all the characters fucking trans or gay or some shit. And I was like.
Rainbow straight.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why do you got to make it political? Like, why do you got to do this or that? Where it's like, because one of the characters they introduced was, like, gay. But then it's like, they were, like, flamboyantly so. Like, my main character. They, like, made him gay, too.
Throw AIDS at you?
Yeah, essentially. And then it's, like, needles that were covered in blood that gave you AIDS. And that's, like, it's, like, Harley Quinn, where it's, like, Harley Quinn, you gave me cancer? It's like that. It's, like, oh, my God, dude, you gave me fucking AIDS. Like, what the fuck, bro? I don't go say bye to my kids. No, but it was just, like, a lot of shit. Because in the background, that was the annoying part for me, where it's, like, I knew, like, what they were doing in the background. Like, the devs were just, like, really pushing, like, the political side of things. Mm-hmm. And I was just getting annoyed from that perspective. Like, I didn't give a shit about the characters anymore. I was just like, they were being too loud. Where it's like, hey, just fucking work on your game and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah, it's like that one old-ass meme or a soundbite. Where it's like, shut the fuck up and do the fucking dishes. It's like literally what it was. It's like, bro, just shut the fuck up and make this game better. Like, you're spending too much time doing this. None of time doing fucking this.
Actually, like,
fixing the goddamn game. Like, fixing the code and shit. You know, all these exploits in the game and shit. And also, like, they promised, like, this entire PvE style of gaming where, like, it was a lot more in-depth. Like you would have more abilities and shit. You would have be able to play a different version of the game. And it was all going to be free. Mm-hmm. But they decided to scrap that 100%, and they essentially blamed the players for it. When we all came back to the game, it's like, yeah, we're getting all this negative attention. It's like, yeah, because you fucking canceled Overwatch 1, brought Overwatch 2. It's been a year and a half. You guys are just talking about it, and you guys are saying you're going to cancel it. So, yeah, go fuck yourselves. It's like, you know what? I'm not supporting this game
anymore. Wait until Overwatch 3, baby.
Literally, yeah, literally. That's what they're essentially trying to say.
It's like, how much you going to suck, bro, to try to get a crowd back after they've already given your game, like, enough time?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take – the only way to get you back is to be like, hey, bro, I haven't played Overwatch in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Let me go back to it. Like, mm-hmm. That's the only way. Like, you're not going to be like, hey, bro, we got this new thing, and everyone's going to go, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you had your chance.
We're doing something else now.
Mm. We're on fucking Baldur's Gate now. Mm. Get the fuck out of here. And it's funny. Like, it is funny seeing a good game because that's what happened. Like, that's what I've been seeing a lot with Baldur's Gate recently. What happened with Elden Ring, mm-hmm. back then when it first came out, like, all the other devs were fucking hating on that game. Everyone hated Elden Ring, like, all the creators of different games, because they were like, oh, this game doesn't even have this. It doesn't even have fucking a nav system. Like, what the fuck? Fucking idiot likes to play Elden Ring. Where it's like, everyone in the gaming sphere, though, is just like, oh my god, Elden Ring is the best game of all time for the past 5 years. So it's like, it just shows you how bad games are starting to get now. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, good games are getting shit on by the devs who are putting in like half an effort, and they're getting mad at this game because they're realizing, like, or they're going to see, like, all the customers are starting to realize how bad they've had games before. And then it's like, oh my god, this game is a breath of fresh air, finally.
Right.
And like, all the other devs are looking at them like, why the fuck should you do that? You just rose the bar. Like, we all had an understanding that we're going to leave the bar down here, put in half the work, get twice the money. But no, you decided to do good in the video game, and now we got to work harder for this shit. What the fuck, man? But yeah, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, dude, because it's like, okay, you wanted to play this thing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's getting progressively worse to the point where it's like, okay, shit, bro. Like, I've already put all this time and effort into it.
Yeah.
And now it's just getting worse to where, like, I don't even want to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was me, Destiny 2, because I literally put, like, a shitload of money in that game. Mm-hmm. Right, just for skins. Just, well, not a hell of it. It was, like, I think the most...
You put in money.
I put in money in general.
Outside of just buying the game.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really frustrating, so it's like, yeah. I wanted it to work. I was trying really hard to, like, just keep going with it. But after, like, they dropped out, I was like, I'm not playing this shit by myself. This is not fun by myself at all. So I was just like, I just quit. That's what got me back to Destiny 2 was Roger. Like, he started playing it, and I was like, okay, let me hop on. And it's really fun playing with friends, but by myself, I was like, I will never have played this game by myself.
It's not like Warframe?
No, it's not like Warframe at all. Not anymore.
Yeah, Warframe got boring pretty quick. It is, like, every once in a while, I would get the mood to play it, and then now I have no...
Yeah.
I still really know how... I don't really know how that game even really works.
That's the whole point of the game, yeah. It's like, there's no one to hold your hand, really. It's just... You sink or you swim.
You just go out there and just, hey, trial and error.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, hey, you became God.
You know what, David? Oh, shit. You know what I'm going
to do? You're going to go back on it?
I'm still not going to play that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a sword. Sword down.
Yeah. Like, for example, like 2K. Like, 2K is getting pretty oversaturated with, like, the amount of cards and stuff that they get.
Okay.
To the point where it's like, well, I don't want this version of Zion Williamson because there's going to be another one in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why I stopped playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the fucking, you know, on the PS4 and all that shit. Like,
well, yeah, it's the same thing, right? There was just so many meta decks that you just go, nah, because then, like, there's going to be another deck that's going to OTK me.
Exactly. And then I have to fucking put money into it to get that same deck to fight the deck that
exactly. And then what's going to happen is you're going to go, okay, shit, I did that. And then someone's going to figure out how to beat this deck because they're the ones who built it.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus it's like, it becomes annoying because it's like, it no longer becomes fun. Yes, it's just very mechanical now. It's like, hey, you don't have a single chance. Now I summoned Exodia for like the 20th time in a row. Mm-hmm. It's like, God fucking damn it, dude. Like, I fucking, Because I remember back when I was playing, like, I was, like, doing pretty good. But then when the Exodia deck started coming out, because there were, like, the ban list wasn't the same for the game as it is, like, in real life.
Uh-huh.
So everyone just started doing Exodia decks after that. And it's, like, it was really obvious because if I got my first turn, then they would quit immediately.
Right.
And I would get, like, I don't think at that point they would have, like, points for, like, wins like that. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, oh, your play disconnected. That's it. It's like, what the fuck? Like, no, he literally quit. Like, I should get the win for that. Because literally any Exodia player has to go first. Because if they go second, they're going to lose immediately.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like...
Well, even then, dude, when I used to play against people, like, even when they went first, they still never got Exodia up. They never got their pieces up.
Yeah. They'd be playing for, like run up their whole timer, like, fucking 20 minutes or some shit.
Like, I would hit them with, like the zombie bell.
Uh-huh.
If I believe... It was one of, like, where I could just stop their turn from, like, getting stuff from their deck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? And it would just fuck their whole kind of system up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, cool, it's my turn now.
Yeah, and then they... Oh, quit. Like, yep. Oh, fuck hey, you.
Guess what, dude? Your main phase is over. You can either go to your attack phase or fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like, I just started getting like, kind of sour with it also. It just kind of kept giving me, like, flashbacks, like, when I played at the tournament with that one white guy from Antica where he was... He literally ran out the clock, so we would like, tie. And I was like, no, I was literally about to win OTK you right now. Or not OTK, just fucking, I was literally just about like kill you right now.
Yeah,
literally, I was about to attack you right now. You're like, nope, timer's done. I was, and he just fucking grabbed his shit and walked away. I was like.
I'd be like, hey, guess what, dude, guess what? Yeah. Even if you officially didn't get the dub, just know you were going to get beat.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He was like one of those, that's what I'm saying, those white people are annoying as shit, where they're like, no, it's a tie, doesn't matter. Just matter if you tie.
I know it still hurts them. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
You just go, listen, bro. I know when you go to sleep tonight, that shit's going to hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. I say white people because I've only met white people who do that shit.
I've
never met a Mexican or a black person who's like that. It's like, yeah, no, fucking everyone else is like, damn it, I would have fucking lost. But now white people are like, nope, I didn't lose. No, I'm going to drink my copium.
My drink copium.
Drink that shit fresh. You know, it's like, wow, okay.
I mean, I know, like, in the actual card game right now, like, they're really trying to push a couple decks that have been floating around out there for a minute. Like, Rainbow Beast has been...
They're trying to bring that back?
Yeah, dude. Like, there's been a lot of, like, structured decks.
Yeah.
I know they really want to get some support for those cards.
Mm-hmm. The one I've been saying, what is it, Overlord? No, Overlord.
Overlord's another one. But I feel like Overlord... Because
I've been seeing
that like they just wanted to get it back up and going again.
I've been seeing that shit for, like, the past 2 months, where it's, like, on, like, the few Yu-Gi-Oh! Instagram pages I still follow.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing, like, a lot of, like, the structure decks for those. I'll be seeing, like, a lot of, like oh, this is how you, like, you strategize this play, or, like, I'm like, huh. I wonder why they're trying so fucking hard to push this shit. But it's,
I think it's just, hey, we got a couple decks that we want to push, and you put them out there.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, the targets, like, in Stockton, they're definitely still trying to push Blue Eyes. Like, there's a lot of Blue Eyes structure out there.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though, like, I think if you grew up with the game, you have a really big advantage over new players. Because I remember, like, I had my, you know, my Link deck, I think is kind of mid-tier. It's not the best, but I think it was kind of good. But, dude, there was this fucking, this Red Eyes player at fucking one of the tournaments. I don't know what the fuck he did or how he did it, but it was all legit. This man fucking OTK'd me, like, fucking every single time.
With Red Eyes?
Red Eyes. I don't know how, there were, like, cards I'd never seen in my life. But they were, like, old as shit. And they were just beautifully choreographed together to, like, bounce off of each other.
Did he do what we're like, oh okay, Red Eyes gets all these, like, attack bonuses? Is that what it is?
No. So, like, he would use Red Eyes to, like, I don't know. Mainly he, like, filled his entire side with all these other fucking cards. It was a fusion of Red Eyes and, was it, Cyber Dragon? I think. It's from the, Duel Academy series. Where it's like, I think it was like Dark Cyber Dragon or some shit.
I know, sorry, yeah, Cyber Dragon.
Yeah, that one. Like, it was a fusion of Red Eyes and Cyber Dragon. It was a fusion deck. So it was like, I was like, holy fuck, I don't know how the fuck you did all this, but I read all your cards and I was like, holy shit, this is legit. Like, I was just impressed. I wasn't even mad about it. I was like, oh my god, this is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get my shit ran through right now by that old ass fucking early 2000s deck right now. And it was pretty dope. I couldn't tell you what cards he used still to this day. I literally just seen him that one time. And, like, I tried, like, YouTubing, like, how to use, like, you know, Cyber Dragon, Red Eyes, and Fusion decks of the two. But none of them used the fucking cards he had.
Damn.
Now, this dude was legit the fucking, I don't know if you've seen, like, how far you've gone in, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series. But in the first series with Yugi and Yami, fucking, there's this one part where, I forget what this one villain's name is. But, like, when they introduce the, like, what's that little green, like, symbol? Remember? I forget what it's called.
Symbol.
Yeah.
You talking about the twins?
Looks like a pentagram, but it's like a weird old, like, fucking, like, green
symbol. I'm sure if I seen it, I'd be like, oh, that thing.
Yeah, that thing, exactly. But this is a villain who literally owns, like, 100 copies of every card ever printed in the world of Yu-Gi-Oh! And it's like, literally, that's how it looked like. He just went into that fucking house and just cherry-picked every single fucking card he needed. Exactly.
Like, I was a grocery list of cards.
He's like, Kaiba boy. I have every card ever printed. You can never hope to defeat me. I was like, holy shit.
Nah, tournaments, you should just do, like, how it is in the show or in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I felt bad, though, because, like, there is this one guy I played the first time we ever went to a tournament. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the autistic kid. And, like, well, he was like 30, actually. I don't know what
to call him. The one with the ponytail, right?
Yeah, the ponytail. He was cool. Like, I felt bad, though, because, like, the first time we ever played, he just ran through my shit. And I learned a lot from him. And then when we went the second time, like, I played him again, but I fucking wrecked his ass.
You destroyed him?
It wasn't even, like, impressive or nothing. It was, like, literally by the skin of my teeth. It was, like, on technicalities by, like, the phrasing of the cards that I could win him out. And then I just, like, I would ask him, like, hey, bro, like, are you cool with this? Like, this could be interpreted differently. We can ask, like, the owner real quick. Because the owner was the judge, right? So I was like, you could ask him, bro. Like, honestly, I don't mind you want to bring him over. Because I'm still kind of new, so I just want to make sure we're getting this right. He's like, no, you're right. And I feel bad because I'm like, oh, man, like, don't say it like that. So then I would, like, win. I won the match. And I was like, good game? He's like, no, yeah, good game. He just, like, grabbed it, like, halfway and just, like, shook my hand. I was like, oh.
Shake my hand, you neurodivergent fuck.
You neuro spicy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I felt bad though. I was like, oh, I don't want this win. I was like, I don't deserve this.
Take your fucking earbuds off, stupid.
Oh god. But yeah, so like, but then like, and then like, what was it? The other deck I absolutely ran through was the what's that? Goddamn, the Ace Pilots, I think it was Ace something.
Oh, fuck that deck.
Yeah, that deck is easy for me. Like, with my link cards, I run through that shit, no fucking problem. It takes a minute. We stall out for, like, a few turns, but I just fucking slowly start burning them down. After I get my fucking Enko Talker on the field, it's done. It's a fucking done deal. And that's, like, the way the guy was, like running out the time, though. He was just like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, no, you can. He's like, okay, let me read it. He would take, like 2 minutes to read that shit. Like, okay, fine. Then I do something else. Hey, you can't do that. Fucking same thing. I fucking start reading that shit. Yeah. He would, like, be looking at the timer like, okay, you can do that. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And then, like, when it was finally front time for me to attack, it was, like, literally 2 seconds. He was like, okay, no, we're done. I was like, what? And he's like, okay, guys, time's done. You know, like, whoever won, whoever didn't, you know, it's a tie. And he's like, all right. And he just got his shit. And I was like, you motherfucker. I was like, you knew what you were doing this whole fucking time. I was excited because that was, like, my third tournament I've been to. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, I was just excited to be there just to play. And then this dickhead was just being a fucking little prick about it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you, man. I never went back.
I mean, it's still a dub.
It's still a dub in my book, honestly. But it just, I'm not even mad about it. I'm just like, wow, there are people out there. That's what it is for me. It's like, there's just people out there who are like that. You can meet them in the grocery store, like, bump into them, be like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. No, hey, bro, what the fuck? You fucking hit me. Like, oh, it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be one of those fucking days. God damn it. That's all it is for me. It's just
some people, man, that do not like to lose. It's just, they would rather... And it's blow not up a losing. Situation, yeah.
Yeah, it's not losing. It's just like, hey, let's go about our day.
You know how many times, like, we'll play basketball and we'll be up, right? And then they'll go for the foul, like, oh, bro, let's go for point then. Bitch, we're up by 4 already. What are you talking about? Yeah. What are you? You want to end it on whoever scores first? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh god, I'm sure if you were like to say, yeah, let's do it, you should still whoop their ass though. Either way.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but no, yeah.
There's just some people, bro. Like, they just don't have the ability to go, hey, man, you know what? Like, I could learn from how I lost, right? Yeah. Like, okay, you guys play us a certain way. Mm. We lose. We just lost,
yeah.
You know?
We got our ass handed to us. Mm. All right, good shit. Yeah, that was like me at fucking Muay Thai the other day. Honestly, it's like the little pointers your friend gave us. Like, I don't know if you remember, we were really fucked up.
Oh, Janil?
Yeah, the Asian dude. That dude was pretty dope. He was fucking cool. He gave us some good pointers. And, like, I practiced it on Tuesday when me and Johnny went to Muay Thai. And fucking, we sparred up with the two best guys in the gym at that point, and both of them gave me even better advice. It was like, essentially, we're just doing these drills where they're called Dutchies, where it's like there's this whole like series of Dutch kicks or Dutch combos where it's like they're always just good to, you know, just remember in case you're like in an actual fight, just to kind of just do something quick if you're too like fucking freaked out in the head or whatever, you can't think of what to throw, just do Dutchie one, just fucking just two hits. So like literally, there's this Dutchie three, I think it's like what is it? Jab, cross, hook, and then it's a rear low leg kick. And then, like, so apparently I was, like, leaving. I was, like, dropped my guard to my left hand too much. And the guy just kind of, like, smacked me in the face. I was, like, was my guard down? He's like, your guard was down. I was like, okay, cool. You know, so, like, I was like, yeah, yeah. The guy smacked me in the face, you know, because my guard was down.
Right.
You know, that's him doing me a service. You know, he, in a real fight, you know, if I drop my guard down, that guy just fucking hooks me in the face. I'm like, oh, I wonder why
no one... you in the face. So that's how you know your guard was down.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I wonder why no one helped me out before this point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's, like, that's how they help you out. So, yeah, you just got to take the help that's given to you. Like, even if it's, like, a little cheeky way, like, getting, like, smacked in the face a little bit. Like,
right.
The guy, like, that's how it is, though. Like, you know, I did that shit to Jonathan. Where
you'd be
like,
even better, dude. This is what you could do. What you do is you swallow the finger of a demon, and but don't let him fully take over your body. Like, fight that.
Yeah.
And then, like, just beat everyone's ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, you just do that.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to fucking to Muay Thai, just all marked up
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, you got lines in your face. David, what's happened? You're going to find out right now.
Yeah. Smack me in the face, will you?
Take your heart out of your body. I won't be needing this.
Exactly. No, I'll be like, out, am I?
What's up, bitch?
That's our glider. Yeah. Speaking of Jujutsu Kaisen, have you fucking finally started watching season 2?
No.
You bitch.
Yeah. I'll get to it.
No, you won't.
Now, here's the thing, man. Football's on, so it might take me a little
Football's
bit longer.
Football's gay.
Then I watch gay shit, then. I don't know what to tell you. Monday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, baby, and Saturday this week. Football, bitch.
That's how I know you like to suck dick. Like, oh, those strong, black, tall men. Oh, like, look at them. Look at them grab on each other. Oh, I just wish I was there. I just wish I was, oh, yeah.
You know who's fucking beast mode right now? Drew Locke right now. Drew Locke's fucking, I mean, he's not going to get the starting position, yeah. But he's beast mode.
He's beast mode?
He's looking good right now with Seattle.
Oh, he's looking real good to you, yeah. Isn't he? Oh, he's looking real fucking good. You wish you were Adam 22's wife.
Wait until the fucking Ravens come in.
Yeah.
The Ravens, we will be playing football in February.
No, you won't.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, you guys are gonna be playing your guys' Super own
Bowl.
Backyards.
Super Bowl,
no, you
baby.
You guys are gonna be playing backyard.
Remember,
with Super
I
Bowl
said
on.
That first. All right, I don't want to see shit. I want to see none of these bandwagon people come in and be like, no, bro, I've been liking the Ravens since shut up, bitch.
Yeah. My whole closet is just that. It's like one t-shirt of every team. No, I always believe, bro. What the fuck? I was always there, you know?
There's a meme of that where the dude's like, he's at the Super Bowl and he has like a, like he'll have like one team's jersey. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? And he takes it off and it's the other team's jersey that actually won. I'm like, yeah, I can't believe we won.
Those people are irritating as fuck.
Just yeah, there's a lot of like... You know what was, like, really bad, man, when the Warriors started winning?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like, where the... all of you guys are fans? Really? Yeah. Oh.
I don't only mean, like, through the sports aspect, just life aspect, where it's, like, that kind of person in life is just annoying as shit. Because it's, like, you know that person is very an inconsistent individual where you can't count on them for shit.
Well, they just want to join in on the fun. But I always say this, bro. You cannot... That's not your dub to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the thing. There's joining in on the fun, and then there's... trying to take someone else's accomplishment as yourself, like, or for yourself.
No, I straight up say that is not your dub to celebrate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can go, hey, that's cool and everything, but I don't want to see you rocking shit. I don't want you being like, dude, I'm a fan. Get the fuck out of here.
This February, I will be wearing a Ravens jersey.
Appreciate
I'll be
you,
like,
I mean?
Hey, bro, hey, Mark, we did
hey,
it.
Hey, man, we did it. Hey, look at us. Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Yeah, you just go, nah, you're not, mm-mm. I mean, I guess you could technically be a fan now, but, like, no, you have to say, hey, I looked at this team, and I wanted to be a fan, and I watch it, and you have to stick around until there's shit, and watch it.
That's it. Me, that I'm not a football fan at all, one day I decided to be a fan. Could I just have the right to choose any team I wanted?
Oh, you look like you'd be, like, a Cowboy fan.
I know the Cowboys are bad. That's an insult to me. How fucking dare you?
No, you just have a feel. Like, you have a look of, like...
You know what? I'm going to be a Dodgers fan. I know that's baseball.
Yeah. I know Dodgers. No, I mean, that's some gay shit.
Yeah.
I expect some gay shit from a Twilight fan.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Yeah. I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah, I love Twilight. Yeah. I love it all. All over my face.
All over your face.
My stomach everywhere.
Yes, dude. We, bro, that is so cool that you guys have the Dodger dog. That's your guys' whole personality.
Yeah.
A foot-long hot dog. One to eat, the other to sit on.
As long enough so you could do just one, just with one.
That's their whole thing over there. Like, bro, you got to eat a Dodger dog.
Yeah.
No, you fucking don't, bro. It's just a big-ass hot dog with a million toppings on
it. So it's Costco.
That's essentially what it's it Costco is. Costco dog. I'm telling you.
Listen, I'd rather eat those fucking those dogs from just in the street.
Honestly, those are better. Easily. Those
oh,
are
much I meant better. Like I meant like literally like those
like on the cart, right?
No, no, like the ones that walk around like.
Oh, like an actual owners, dog. Like, it probably would taste better.
I was gonna say, not
bro, have you ever eaten a hot dog with like fucking whipped cream on it? No, because I'm not a dickhead.
Until some Mexican woman puts it on with fucking bacon wrapped
pasta. Oh, trust me, if she did it first, she'd be doing it with love at least. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I only get them from Mexicans now. Because, like, literally, I've had them from Indians, those fucking Arabs, mm-hmm. and fucking white people.
We had them at that concert.
Yeah, yeah, that was fine. But, no, the fucking, the ones in Frisco, the straight Mexican ones, are way better, dude. I don't know what it is, like, if they can do it properly, but... When we went to the concert white guy. That's what he meant. I thought you were talking about the basketball game.
No. That was a Mexican lady, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. But yeah, no, the white guy, it was like his was all right, but I was like, it still didn't have that same feeling to it. It was just kind of trash. It was kind of mid. It wasn't trash, it was mid. That's what it was. I was like, ugh. I don't know. It just didn't fill my soul
the way it did. Yeah, because it's like one man, you know, for them it's like, all right, I cooked a hot dog and I put 8 million toppings on it.
Yeah.
But you go, nah, but, you know, there's a certain way you put, right? You put certain toppings on first, you know, it's going to seep. There's a trickle-down system versus exactly. where it's like.
Yeah, because then if you put the sour cream on first, the crema, I don't know what a sour cream
would be. Yeah, if you put the crema first.
Yeah, put the crema first, it's going to get all warm and shit. But no, if you put the crema on top.
Mixed with the oil, that's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, if you put the crema on top, you get that cold sensation mixed with the hot from whatever you fucking put on there. Mm-hmm. It's like, then the flavors start to mix well together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't just fucking just.
Nah, you gotta put the bell peppers on there first. Then you could go like a little bacon on that shit. Then you could go your toppings, right?
Your
ketchup.
There's an order to it, yeah.
Mustard, yeah.
But no, you just wanna fucking just throw it on there like an animal. Mm. You son of a bitch.
And bro, you gotta give me some napkins.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You gotta give me some fucking napkins.
Especially if that shit's fucking like this tall.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Come on, bro. Fucking that shit just fucking.
Yeah, man, it'll go falling out the back.
Yep.
That shit's going on my shirt.
Mm hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for this dry cleaning bill. I appreciate it. God, fucking damn it.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, but dude, I was going to say speaking of anime, it's not really anime. It's anime inspired. But have you been watching the new, Superman show on HBO?
No.
Yeah, it's very mid. It's very much a fucking mid-ass.
I feel like with Superman, bro, it's like they just haven't quite, quite clicked since like Smallville, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because the whole point of Smallville, what was so cool about it is, like, he wasn't as strong, and he had, like, a lot of weaknesses, like, through his relationships, and, like, also, like, just being a teenager. Right. Just trying to navigate life as a teen with fucking superhuman abilities. Mm-hmm. But then also, it's like, hey, you're kind of semi-responsible for all the problems that are surrounding you because your planet exploded, and now everyone around you has superpowers, and they're evil. You gotta stop them because you have this responsibility.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey... Your super space dad almost killed your fucking your Earth dad with cancer by getting him superpowers to stop you because you went on an evil rampage.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead now.
Yeah, no, you're a douche. There's no redeemable quality to you.
But now he just redeemed himself somehow. Honestly, that shit was fucking... That expanded the lore so much in my eyes when I was a kid in Smallville. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck?
He's the best guy around.
Yeah. What about people he murdered?
What murder?
Yeah, that shit was fucking dope. But then, like... I don't know, this show, it's, like, very much, like, very millennial. Like, very, you could tell very easily it's, like, written by a millennial. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know, man. I feel like just a lot of shows right now just are, there's no quality, really, to them.
Yeah.
Outside of just animes.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I will say, it's not the worst anime. Just leave that bitch there. Just leave him there.
Fuck you,
Trunks. Just fucking leave him there. Just God fucking damn it. Making us feel like we got fucking earthquakes over here. God damn it.
By the way, that's Super Trunks. That's not Dragon Ball Z's Trunks. That's why he keeps falling like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the real fucking OG Dragon Ball Z Trunks.
But Mei's not my girlfriend. He's not. Shut up, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Old Trunks, bro, didn't give a fuck. He just wanted to whoop everyone's ass.
Yeah, that nigga just fucking had a female jacket on and said what else?
You
what
beat my boy's ass, dude? You took his arm off? I'm killing everybody.
Yeah, I'm wearing my mom's jacket.
You're about to get beat by a nigga who has on his mom's jacket, bro. Yeah. How does that feel?
Exactly. It's like Jackie Chan, like when he used to wear like the fucking crop tops.
Yeah, hey, you can wear anything you want. No one can beat you up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm wearing a woman's shirt. Want to say something? Yeah. Does it look cool? Looks cool, Jackie.
Bro, be honest. Tell me.
Look into my eyes and tell me it looks cool. looks cool, Jackie. God fucking right. God damn fucking
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it is. Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. Oh my God.
Ah, do have an
You know, exactly. He does like the little tap tap and it still hurts.
Yeah.
That fuck, ow.
Did you hear the... I gotta go to the hospital, Janky.
That thing hurt. Oh, cry baby, huh?
You think I went to the hospital after I fell off a building from filming one of my movies? Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, because I was like thinking, because I don't know, I'm just like thinking about like all these like commentaries, like people are like, talking about like talking shit on the show, Superman. Mm-hmm. And there's not really any like good qualities to it. And I see a lot of people also trying to like hype it up when it's really not that good. But it's just like, I guess it's something to watch when there's nothing else to watch. Harley Quinn has like had like 6 new episodes. That shit's fucking hilarious. I'm so glad the quality of it's keeping up still. Because it's like, it's just Harley Quinn. It's just, you know, I don't know what to say about it.
I think it is because like the people who write that show are just genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you could tell they're not really like, oh, well, you know, you need to do this and this. It's like, no, like they see that there's a continuous amount of people who come to watch it.
Yeah.
So like, cool, you can leave it the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with like Stranger Things. It's like when you have enough of a fan base, I think people just leave you alone.
Yeah.
Like Rick and Morty, same thing. It's like,
yeah.
No, you have people who constantly come, so we're not going to try to interfere with that.
Yeah, too much. And then now I think like the popularity has died down for Stranger Things. Hopefully they end it. I just wanted to be done already.
I think it is, because if you keep going, bro, it's just not going to, like, if you have them in college and shit, it's just not going to be the same.
I mean, what other way is there? Now they have to be in college, because they're, like, fucking in their late 20s already, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're, like, 25, 26. They're
like a fucking 30-year-old man.
Just put him in fucking 22, 23 Jump Street already.
I mean, you might as well just, like, give him, like, a fat-ass, like, jump. It's like, okay, it's been, like, 3 years.
That's what I'm saying. Just put him in college already. Fucking, wow, freshman year of college. This is crazy, right, guys? You know, it's like, and then Lemon's over here sucking dick. Fucking.
and within the show, too. Like, she sucked her first dick. Oh, shit.
Hey, this isn't an Eggo waffle. No, but I use syrup.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, shit.
How old is she? She's like a 25 already, too? Like 23?
Yeah, probably at this point. I mean, that show started when, like 2015?
15? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
That's terrible. You shouldn't have said that, Mark.
Yeah, that's foul. I don't know why I said that shit.
That's foul.
You know what show I'm excited for, but I have a weird feeling it's just going to be a lot of filler?
What's that?
It's Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have it because there's too much like, hey, look at all the people from Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, are you going to pull like some like recap of like, is going to first 3 episodes going to be like the recap but in live action of Rebels? Yeah. I just have a weird feeling it's going to be like that. First I'm still juiced for it, but it's just, yeah. I feel like I'm not going to get a lot of info out of Ahsoka.
First episode's going to be great. All the other ones are going to be ass. The final episode's going to be great.
Well, Andor wasn't like that, but Obi-Wan definitely was like that.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, literally the only episode I truly enjoyed was the final one where they had the fucking showdown with Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. I was like, oh, Anakin. Oh.
Yeah, you just go like, okay, at least.
Fucking had that rug rat moment. Like, ding, 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 ding. Leia outrunning 3 grown ass men. 3 grown ass assassins whose whole job is to hunt down and kill people.
I've been forgetting about that shit sometimes.
Yeah, literally. Don't worry, you have someone filled with hate in their hearts to remember for you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Obi-Wan, what do you have under there? Big ass fucking child. Disguise.
Oh, gee, it looks like you have a kid under there, but you clearly wouldn't. Yeah. Why would you think you would hide that person?
That's so stupid if someone were to do that. It'd be kind of retarded if someone did that,
There's
actually.
There's definitely no way you're that retarded, so I'm going to go ahead and leave.
I'm just going to assume that's a tumor growth on your testicle and have a good day.
You're just really fat.
Just on one side of the body for some reason, though. Mm. He has a... Never mind.
He has a tumor.
I'm a tumor. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a funny feeling about that.
Yeah, Disney... Honestly, Disney has to come up on top. And Disney needs a win.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're selling properties, right? Selling IPs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard of that. I don't know if it's 100% confirmed or not, but like I heard Disney's starting to sell off properties right now.
I mean, I feel like that's the desperate. Best thing because they're not actually doing stuff with most of the properties they actually own.
Well, not for that reason, but they're losing so much money they have to now.
Mm.
They have to do that shit. Like, they have to sell different properties.
What's I know
that?
They were supposed to, they were trying to boycott some show. It was an animated show where it was like some little kid. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Primo?
It was like The Devil.
The Devil?
Yeah, it was like some show about like this kid is like, I'm butchering this so bad.
She was like she's the Antichrist?
It was, yeah, it was some shit like that, but it was supposed to be like a fun, like, animated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? It's literally fucking, there's a show called Mr. Pickles of a demonic dog. But I think
it's just because it's Disney. Like, Disney has fucked themselves with this idea that everything has to be family friendly, even though they own properties that are not family friendly.
Like fucking, like Predator, Punisher.
Like Alien.
Yeah. And Punisher is fucking like.
Yeah, like if they do Daredevil, because they're supposed to do Daredevil. Yeah.
Where's the kid? I don't know where's the kid. Okay. Every time you lie to me, I will break one bone in your body. Now, where's the kid? I don't. Ah!
The new version is going to be him punching people in the face. Yeah. Duh. Ah, why would you? And then it's like a quirky joke.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck you, Mark. I hate the fact that you just ruined the Punisher for me.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking dare.
You ever get punched in the right hand? I don't want to do that.
Why would you do that? What do you think? This is some sort of superhero movie? Well, the camera's right there. God damn it, Mark. You fucking ruined it for me.
But, I mean, that's Disney's problem, bro. They really got to get out this whole... Listen, your park can be a fucking family-friendly place. Like, that's where all your money goes for family-friendly shit.
Yeah.
There's people who go to this park all the fucking time, right? And spend godly amount of money.
Jesus Christ.
Right? So leave that shit to the family-friendly stuff. Mm-hmm. Your content can definitely be not that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You could have it on the app. You could be like, hey, guess what? Your kids can have their own version, just like how Netflix does, right? There's ways around this.
And you were a successful multi-billion-dollar company where you had room, you had time to like fucking experiment with different things that could have worked for you and could have grown from like your little fucking stereotypical like MCU shtick, where it's like, oh, I'm always gonna be funny no matter how serious the situation, and the jokes aren't gonna land, but I'm still gonna make the jokes. It's like. Okay.
And you know what? They keep now fucking the people that they, like, bring in. Like, that's because they're going to bring Galactus in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, like, he's going to get killed within one movie.
They're going to make him an uwu girl. He's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to eat your planet.
No, you know what's going to be even worse? Hmm. They're going to give him, like, a self-esteem issue. Like, I'm just too big, man.
He's going to be anorexic.
I just trip on everything.
No, he's going to be anorexic.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, oh, I don't want to have to. No, every time he eats a planet, he's like, why did I do that? Is that anorexia? I forget.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, okay. So I just can't stop.
Where's my galactic toothbrush? I have to wash this stomach acid off my teeth.
We have to wash that gone. Man, what'd you guys do to Galactus? Yeah.
What they do to fucking Noel, man. Like, they should have brought fucking Nolan. Oh my god.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not gonna do that. Same thing with MODOK. Same thing with Kang. They fuck Kang, too.
They fuck Kang. You know what? They could have done two big bads at once. They could have had fucking Kang. Noel would have... Honestly, I would have much rather have seen Noel than fucking Kang. I don't give a fuck about Kang. Yeah, Noel's the coolest one.
This is in 2010, so they're not going to do that.
I'm done.
We need Paramount to get that shit back.
Yeah, we need... I thought it was Sony.
No, Paramount had that shit before. Oh, I'm talking about like Iron Man.
Oh, yeah,
when they had that.
Yeah, honestly, they just need to focus. No, that's Sony still. I was going to say, they need to focus on the video games and stay the fuck out of movies now. But that's Sony. Sony does all the Spider-Man games.
I'll see how Kraven goes.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
I'll say Kraven looks...
That trailer does look kind of cool.
It's promising. Not like, oh my God, it's going to be great. It's like, it's going to be good enough for me to enjoy it.
I think so. It looks like, all right, I'm going to watch this and there's going to be some cool ass like scenes in this. Like Kraven looks like he's going to have like... a badass personality. Because he's coming up as like, oh, he was kind of like a pussy.
Yeah.
But then he got like the blood of a lion in him, and now he just fucks everybody up.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that aspect.
I'm a true hunter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, imagine if they fucking actually cross over Kraven the Hunter with Spider-Man, and they do the full Kraven storyline.
Yeah, they've
been trying. Where he fucking kills himself.
I think they finally want to do that. Like, bro, please.
Make it darker.
Let me put Spider-Man in one of these things.
Yeah. Dude, but I'm saying, like, you know that storyline where Kraven kills himself? Mm-mm. Yeah, so there's a storyline where Kraven gets the upper hand on Spider-Man, and he, like, buries Spider-Man alive. But then he pretends to be Spider-Man to prove that he's the best Spider-Man. He's better than Spider-Man would have ever been. So he's, like, capturing the villains. He's killing them all and everything. And once he's done killing all Spider-Man's villains, he's like, I have nothing.
He's doing the Pablo Escobar meme where he's just standing.
Yeah, where he's like, I have no purpose in life anymore. everyone who could have or would have given me a challenge is dead. So he eats his fucking shotgun, Kurt Cobain style. And then Spider-Man, like, breaks out of his grave. He's like, oh, my God, I'm finally alive. Where's that Kraven guy? Kraven fucking finally kills himself. I'm like, holy shit.
That sounds pretty fucking dark.
Right, but that'd be cool, though. That'd be fucking cool to see, regardless if it's dark or not.
If it gets to that point.
Yeah. That'd be a great way to end the fucking Kraven movie. Like, just do a trilogy of Kraven movies, but then have that be the final one, where Kraven literally kills himself.
He just beats everyone's ass.
Yeah, and it's like, I have no purpose.
He'll beat the shit out of Morbius.
Exactly, literally. Yeah, and then fucking he just kills himself. That's it.
The end.
No, Kraven kills the MCU. Not Deadpool. They had like
not Deadpool.
That's what you know how like, they always had like every once in a while they'll do the someone kills the MCU, right? Hulk kills the MCU or Deadpool kills the MCU. They'll have that for Kraven, where Kraven kills the MCU.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll definitely take that.
That'd be fun to see like a live action non canon movie where it's like, what if Deadpool killed the entire MCU? Like Ryan Reynolds. What if he killed not Deadpool, just Ryan Reynolds killed
just Ryan everyone. Reynolds himself?
Yeah,
doing his fucking Mint Mobile ads. As he shoots people.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to get Mint Mobile now. Just because of Ryan Reynolds.
Because of Ryan Reynolds? Ryan Reynolds. You want a really shitty service?
I do. I'm like, hey, Ryan. I'm here to support you, buddy.
Why do I have 4G in a place where I shouldn't?
That's right. I'm already like that with T-Mobile. I only got fucking 4G out in the fucking in the desert hills, whatever the fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you probably got to go off your Wi-Fi, right? Like at the company?
No, they don't got Wi-Fi. Because I'm in a fucking brick house, so like...
Oh, you're just like on some med light and shit again, where your phone just doesn't work?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, but then like the second I step outside, it's like... Boop, 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 boop.
It's fine.
But then I'm like, ah, it's cold out here. Yeah, speaking of which, I gotta go.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and YouTube. Off the Rails with Mark and David.
Mark and David.
And we will see you... later.
Bye.
Me.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.